Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with an editorial in the New York Times today. Yes, the president can obstruct justice, the Times editorializing. Also, why lie if you've done nothing wrong? Of course, Trump's lawyer mounted a new defense saying the president can't obstruct justice, which the Times somewhat mockingly brings up Nixon.
And David, if you can't win on the points of law, then you have to come up with something else. You have to come up with a new theory. The theory here is you can't indict a sitting president. That's always been some contest. Can you bring a charge against a sitting president? That has never really firmly been established. So now we have a guy who is accused of different things. And the final thing that the lawyers are saying is you can't indict him until after he leaves office if you're going to do that at all. And that has never been tested. And I think we're going to see a test here of that. As Mr. Mueller goes further and further in the investigation, if it turns out that there was criminal activity on the part of the president, and I say if, then we will see whether or not a president could be indicted. So, David, here's the thing, and I thought about it during the Nixon time. If a president, for example, were to murder somebody or to murder a wife or a lover or somebody like that, would they not be indictable? Of course they would. It's ridiculous. So if you take that down, and if you're doing collusion on the Russians and it's against the U.S. law, I would think that the same principle would adhere. So it does seem like this is a move out of total frustration on the part of the lawyers' parts. They're so confused with all the things they've said, all the times they've been contradicted, that now it's you can't do anything with a sitting president.
Meantime, reports in Politico and elsewhere are suggesting that, quote, White House paranoid. Everyone thinks they're being recorded.
Well, sure. That's the way that it always goes. People's mothers used to say to them, don't do anything wrong if you don't want to see it on the front page of the New York Times. The same thing here, David. People who have guilty consciences worry about the fact that they're under surveillance. And by the way, a lot of people are under surveillance one way or the other. There was a novel, I think it was the Anderson Tape, something like that, in which six different agencies were surveilling one guy, and they didn't even know it to each other. So, you know, we are living in an age of surveillance. I walk down the street and I know that there are cameras all over the place. We have cameras in front of our buildings at WAMC. And it is just the thing that is solving a lot of crimes because it's virtually impossible to hit somebody over the head and not have a camera pick it up.
And from there to the governors of New York and California and New Jersey, governor-elect, all slamming the GOP tax plan, saying it was designed to hurt wealthier blue states like theirs. The three Democrats held a press conference yesterday to share their concerns about the measure, which they say will devastate middle-class taxpayers and their communities. Opponents are considering possible legal challenges, Alan, and your Governor Cuomo says that if the bill is enacted, he will immediately call for its repeal.
Well, of course, he's saying that. He's a Democrat of Blue State New York. We have Democrats in Blue State California. My state, Massachusetts, has a Republican governor, and he's not happy about this either. Because what happens is if you take away the full deductibility of state and local taxes, if you do, I say, then people say, all right, we already all know people who go to Florida and spend exactly enough time in Florida or in another place so that when they come back to New York, they're not citizens of New York and don't have to pay a New York income taxes. That's the whole point here. People are going to be forced or think they're going to be forced to move to a place where they can protect their incomes.
Finally, Alan, President Trump has now backed Roy Moore fully and the RNC has restored its support.
They don't want to lose that Senate seat, no matter how despicable the guy is. You know, whether or not he engaged in pedophilia during his life or any of that, they're saying, hey, we need that vote. We may need it on an impeachment. We may need it on anything else. So out comes the president of the United States and he endorses him. I've never thought, by the way, that there's much chance that Moore is going to lose, but you never know. A lot is going to depend on who turns out in that election, whether women who are aghast at some of these accusations turn out and still vote for the guy, whether the evangelical community, which talks about its views on very important social issues, says, okay, in this case, we're going to let this guy through. Whether or not the Republican creds that we see in Alabama are so Republican that the thought of a Democrat is worse than electing the devil, we'll just see how it all goes.